Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James, and today we're going to be discussing how an edtech company called Course Agent is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before we dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company, or maybe just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished, it may not be worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's GPT-trainer. Today, I have with me on the show Peter Murr, who is the founder of Me Learning, a company that provides online training services to over half the local authorities in the UK. And recently, Peter's also the founder of the startup company called Course Agent AI, a course authoring tool with AI at its core. Really excited for this conversation. Hey, Peter, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Thanks for inviting me onto your show. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure, man. So give us some context here. So you founded Course Agent. Like, walk us through that background there. Like, how did, you mentioned, obviously I mentioned in the intro here, like Me Learning. So maybe share a little about that and like how you got to where you are today.
I'm the owner of a company called Me Learning, which creates online courses and builds online courses. It's been going for now 20 years now. I've got a strong team, and we've got a big customer base, and we create kind of compliance courses for organizations. A great team there that is so started about 20 years ago. In terms of how Course Agent got over, and my background is writing and building courses using a number of different authoring tools. And I've used, I think, quite a few authoring tools over the past. And I've always been a little bit frustrated about how long it takes to create courses, what skills, the amount of skills you need to create courses, the cost and time involved to create courses. And then, so I thought there must be a better way of perhaps doing this. And I always wanted to build my own authoring tool because all the authoring tools out there was always that didn't do something and this. That did something else, and it kind of was a little bit frustrating. So, about 2 years ago, I thought I'll design my own authoring tool and to create online courses. But there's no point in building one, to compete with the rest out there. It would have been fairly impossible. Now, I looked at AI about 2 years ago, and I thought that's interesting. It's quite, but actually. It's surprising, even though it was only 2 years ago, it wasn't great. I mean, there was, and then I looked at it again about maybe a year and a half ago, and thought, "Hang on," or a year, just I thought, "This is amazing. I can see how perhaps the ideas and the experience I've had over the years in terms of writing courses, creating courses, using the right training methodologies, could be used to." Create online courses in minutes using AI, using the experience I have. So, decided to set up a totally different, separate company called Course Agent, a new startup company with the idea of creating online courses using AI at its core. So that was the idea, and it started about a year and a half ago. So, my challenge was learning more about AI. I didn't really know what what AI could do. And experimenting with it, finding something that I could use to experiment, a particular tool that I could use to experiment with AI, and all the different LLMs that I could potentially use, working out the right kind of prompts to create the courses that I wanted to create with a fantastic outcome. So they were my initial challenges. So yeah, so Course Agent is just a startup company at the moment, kind of using. I've got a development company who's building the product at the moment. We're about 3 months away from go live, and I'm currently working on the prompting as I speak. So I'm literally I've got screens up working on different workflows. So sorry, a little bit jumbled up that explanation, but that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool. So like talk to me a little bit about it here. So like you you know, the course content, it's really, it's like, yes, it's creating like e-learning content. And I think, you know, a lot of people spent a lot of time. So was that like kind of the initial thing? It was like at me learning, right, you were spending so much time building this content out. You're like, man, there's gotta be a faster way. And if so, like, I guess, like, walk me through, like, how is the AI going to help, you know, for especially those course creators out there, like, going from, like, hey, I'm spending 4 hours a day for one course to, like, hey, I'm spending, like, 15 minutes, you know what I mean? Like, walk me through that a little bit.
Okay. So there is a way of creating courses. Okay. So I've got a workflow that, first of all, you need to know what the course is about. So in terms of the workflow that I've put together, just based on experience, what the course is about, who the target audience is, who the sector is for, the location to location. Then you have to kind of build a course which says, okay, what is the skill level of the person or the people you're trying to address? But also what type of course complexity do you want involved in that? So you might be a highly skilled university lecturer that wants to learn something new about a subject in your field, but you don't know about it. So you don't want a highly complex course. So that was kind of trying to split out the skill level from course level complexity was a bit of a challenge. I've done that now. Then you work out typically as the writing tone, but it's not just one specific writing tone. It's like a writing tone that has a primary writing tone and a secondary one underneath. So that there's a kind of a bit of nuance between all the sections in the course. So you might have something professional, but with a kind of a friendly bait or a kind of a casual base. I'm not going to do it in the phase one. You can actually sort of switch between the primary and secondary as you're going along. But then you've got there's plenty to think about after that, because once you've done that, you potentially have to, in this platform, you can either upload any kind of reference materials or source materials or training materials that you've got already. So if you've already got some kind of training materials or some thought, if you're a subject matter expert, you might want to put up some information yourself. And then you can, with AI now, you can say, what type of influence is that AI going to have on your uploaded materials? Do you want to have a minimal influence, moderate influence, or high level of influence of AI involvement, you know, using it as a base source? So then that's that working out. Then you kind of work out then the course structure. Say, okay, do you want it to be a short bite-sized course, you know, about 10 minutes, or a 20-minute course, or a kind of a high level 30 minutes, which is enough, you know, if you're going online to do that. I mean, I hopefully it won't talk too long, but, you know, people's attention span will be kind of very limited. And then the key thing about training is that people want to relate it to their work and to their jobs, and therefore you want to implement some courses. It's very high level scenario level. So if you want a lot of scenarios in your course, or you want it, theme driven throughout, or you want narrative driven throughout, you can select those things and go, okay, I'm going to, mix it up. If it's a maths course, something perhaps you don't want too many scenario levels, but if it's a kind of an induction course where you want to relate it to your workplace or whatever, then you can sort of. But then also the addition to scenarios is that I've added to this is that you can contextualize the scenarios even further. So once you say you want scenarios in your particular training program, you can contextualize it and say, for this particular area of the business or this particular part, I'd like to focus on this when you produce a course, which is even more relevant to what.
So what do you mean by text? Like, tell me more about the contextualized part, because I think that's like a really important, as
that's
it starts to like
it?
Relating, you start relating to like, okay, this is how it relates to their scope of work, or their job.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
Tell me, is that like a specific, like, I don't know. I'm just not grasping.
Yeah,
or
that's
grasping
okay. It. No, it took me a little while to work it out. Because I was generating courses with scenarios, and they were brilliant. I mean, the output is just amazing. So, you know, with all the various kind of, prompts that we're putting in, and the scenarios were great. And I got a bit of feedback to say, okay, well, how can we make these scenarios contextual to us, because they'll produce great scenarios, but if you want specific to your type of work or the type of thing you do or the type of thing the company does, you can narrow it down even further. So I kind of figured out kind of six different kind of categories for that. And that's kind of generic scenarios, which is what the platform can produce, everyday life scenarios, professional scenarios, academic scenarios, historical and contemporary scenarios. And then it's simple to choose because you'll get an explanation behind it. And then you can add your own. You can actually sort of type in your own scenarios. And then what will happen is it'll understand what the course is about. And then when you press a button, it'll work out what type of scenarios will fit the course content, the particular type of course, so if it's a historical one or if it's contemporary type scenarios. It can narrow it down to two or three of those, and it'll recommend a couple of types of scenarios. And then you can also type in specifics about what in particular you'd like. I've made it more complicated than
yeah,
it
no, no, no,
be.
That's really cool. Because I think the biggest thing is like the first couple, like, right, like getting the skill level, complexity to like the tonality, the training materials, how much influence they like, all that, like, it's pretty step by step. Like, I think, like, as you get towards that last bit of like relating it to their work, that's where like it really plugs in, and it makes sense why like the contextualized part, where it's like, okay, like, how do we want to phrase this in a way that like makes sense to them? Because they could have all the data and the process, and like, but then if they don't relate it and connect it, then it's kind of, in a sense, if it doesn't work, it's dead in the water. So I can see why the contextualized part, you know, is
that's,
so
that's the magic sauce, really. And then, but prior to that step, which I missed out because we were talking about scenarios, is you have to kind of generate some suggested objectives before you do that. So you've kind of suggested your scenario level, you've put in all your data, and then you say, okay, can you supply me some suggested objectives? Because that will dictate the scenario level as well. So once you've gone past, say, this is my level of scenarios that I want, this is that, you know, high, low, medium level, and then you the overall course objectives, and then that'll drive what you want to achieve if you're using a scenario based course, you know, so that drives that as well. So
yeah, for sure.
And then once you do that, it will produce, I've been doing a lot of testing on this, because also what we've done in the platform is that's just the high level prompting. There's the other prompting that we've thrown underneath, which puts certain taxonomies into it, like Bloom's taxonomy and training taxonomies underneath, so that when it produces a course, it comes out with the perfect introduction, the learning outcomes. So you put in objectives and the system works out learning outcomes for the learner, and then it produces interactive slides, knowledge checks, key learning points, summaries, final course summaries, and it will generate quizzes. I haven't even talked about the quiz section, because you can then define the level of quizzes in terms of the complexity of the answers you get. There's citations as well that gets generated that you can say, okay, where did you get this information from? There's another element that I've added, which I've had to take out, because actually what your listeners might know is that the more prompts you put in to AI, the more expensive it gets, you know, and suddenly so there's got to be a bit of consolidation of code. But there was another step that I put in, which actually goes back on itself. AI is going back on itself, checks it against all the parameters you put in and the objectives, which you might be familiar with, and then it recommends what you can do to improve the course as well. So that's, again, another expensive, but effectively you're running it again and saying, okay, tell me how you can improve this. Well, it might benefit from explaining this a bit more. And then it'll go to it. So I currently in phase one, I've taken that out because it does add a bit of time, but it's a pretty good way of actually making the course as perfect as you probably possibly can.
For sure. So now, like, this is really cool. I really like, because I think, like, even going back to like people trying to create content, it's like, where do they start? Like, even like the complexity side of things. Like, I saw a presentation through someone in my network, and they were sharing it with me, and I'm like, and they were talking about AI, and I was like, this is really complex. Like, who, like, my first thought was like, who are you sharing this to? Like, I didn't like want to question too hard, right? Because it's like friend and family. I'm like, but I was just like, this is complex, like, for me. I can't imagine for somebody. So like, I like how it has like the framework of like, okay, here's the success part of like building out a, you know, like an e-learning or some sort of like workshop, right? And then having that structure too, because I think a lot of people don't really have a structure. There's like, oh, this is what I want to talk about, and like, here's the answers, right? But like, you're connecting piece by piece with each of the AI. But my next question for you on this one, Peter, is just like, so you, I know you're still like 3 months out from getting it like fully, you know, locked in complete with the dev team, but like, what types of like results have you been seeing so far from just from your own testing? Like, what was some of the things are you like, wow, I can't believe this, especially with your experience at Me Learning and your background on that, like, kind of paint that picture for me of what that looked like on your side.
Incredible. I think the word's incredible. In terms of the outputs, at the moment, it's going to go into a platform where it selects templates, interactive templates and things like that. But at the moment, it's going into just kind of this, almost like a PDF format at the moment in terms of the output. But what I've discovered is that you can put these prompts in and AI can actually sort of improve what you've... The language is clear, because I've been writing courses for nearly 20 years and online training courses for 30 years. And I'll give you an example. I wrote a GDPR course and it took me 3 months. I had two other script writers helping me. I had a legal team. I had instructional designers to help me sort of create scenarios, over 3 months. I put the same parameters into my platform. This is the Course Agent platform. It took 1 minute.
Wow.
And I thought, things are changing a little. You still need instructional design. You still need, because I'm struggling with, which was one of the questions, was image generation. AI hasn't, in terms of creating the right kind of images or searching the right kind of images for your content, it's proving to be a bit of a challenge because AI interprets. So I do have a solution for that. That's what I'm working on today. But whether, but it's changing all the time. The other thing is that, I last started looking at AI a little while back. During the last 6 months, it has changed so much that my initial thoughts and plans are almost like thrown out the window in terms of also the design of the product, So it started off, this is what I'd like it to do. And the developers are building it. And I'm going to back to going, oh, there's a far better way of doing this now, every time you go to an AI engine or we use something called Mind Studio. I don't know if you're familiar with that to kind of test it out. But so that is also an issue, because I'm building this product and in about a month's time what you're thinking might can potentially be what the screens or the interaction or the UX or the UI can be different. So
that's cool. I mean, like 3 months to 1 minute, like I think like one of the, it seems like almost too good to be true, but like obviously you've seen it before. But like how, like you think of the reason why it was so like, I mean, genuinely like ready to go was, I'm trying to think of the way to phrase this, like 3 months down to 1 minute, like is it because you did all the steps beforehand, like making sure like what and like I don't know. I'm just like, I'm kind of blown away at how quickly and how fat, like, and how good the output is. It like, hey, 80% there and you got to go back in and like kind of fine tune it? Or is it because you were so diligent and you were so detailed with the prompting on the front end, like with everything that way? It was like, hey, because like you're very detailed with like step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's the reason why it produced like a ready to go presentation or output in 1 minute. Like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, the prompting really helps. Because I knew with the original course, I knew what it needed to do. I kind of had an idea of what was right. And then putting those kind of prompting into this really helps as well. So I think it's just the course writing. And I tell you what, it's understanding how things are structured and, where you start with a course. So all of that's in the prompting as well. So how should you start a course? Should you start with a question? Should you start with a scenario? What is going to engage a learner to finish the course, start the course, or get involved in the course? And what can they take away from it as well? And what scenarios? So all of that, I think, is based on that original experience of what's worked, because that course really worked, people liked it, and then figuring out, okay, how can we do this in this platform and create something. But again, using multiple ways, I had a excuse me, I had a 13-year-old boy who's learning Mandarin that came and said, "Look, I'm learning Mandarin. Well, how can I help?" So we just put all the prompts into the platform. Suddenly, had this very engaging, interactive course for him to learn Mandarin from his level, from his base. For every individual, this platform can build something that will make you learn something a lot quicker. All kind of, you can put in all your requirements and it will create something specifically if you want it for you, not just for a great big organization. So it can have multiple users. I've only discovered that by actually talking to people and saying, it might be useful for me. Oh, I can see that in my job.
Yeah, right. And so as we start kind of transition, finish up here, but like what are some of those kind of, I know you mentioned one of them, like with, you're working on like kind of image generation as like that. I think everyone out there who's done the image generation, it is more of a challenge. It's gotten better, but it's still a challenge.
Yeah,
but like, what are some of those upcoming AI initiatives for Course Agent? And like, where do you see AI playing maybe some of the biggest role in the next steps in your operation?
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be working on. So image generation is the biggest headache, I suppose, at the moment. But I think we've got a solution for it. The next AI is going to be, so once the course is built, and this might be in this release or might be in the next release, is that once you've created a course, to automatically generate a refresher course on it, then automatically create a course that also that has a different audience and a different tone as well. So you can, so that once it's created, you go, and then also to have so the refresher course also looks at updates to, it might be policy or the law or to new ways of thinking. So it kind of looks at the course and goes, okay, what else is out there that has changed over time? So what it means for organizations is that if you generate a course and a year later you've got updated, because online courses become obsolete usually after about 2 years or 3 years or 1 year because the law changes or policies change or ideas change. So rather than having to create a new one, you just press a button and say, could you go and check out there, come back with any changes, suggest any recommended changes, and identify where they are if you want to change the course. Or if you just want to recreate the course with the new changes, you can. So that's the future of this.
Wow, that's so cool. I go back to like 3 months of building to 1 minute, and then like, I can't imagine like refresher. I mean, I don't imagine refresher would take three additional months unless there's like so many more changes, but definitely at the very least, like having some of the new content like transferred over, maybe take like 2 to 3, 4 weeks long.
Right.
But if there's multiple courses, like that could be someone's full-time job.
If you've got, because I'm familiar with this, if you've got 250 courses or 1,000 courses and you have to update them, that takes a lot of time. So if you have a large organization, you've got all these courses, you think, actually, that's out of date. But if you can press a button and go, could you just update this course now, please? And then also ping it out, to your staff as well. It means that the majority of time is spent usually in training is updating the course material you've already got. So having it in a platform that enables you to do that is invaluable to a lot of organizations anyway.
For sure. And as we start wrapping up, Peter, where can people that you'd recommend maybe learn a little bit more about you and then maybe a little bit more about Course Agent that you'd recommend them checking out?
Yeah. I think at this time, just contact me through LinkedIn and I'll see if I can get back to you. I've got a website up. I'm spending zero time on the website. It's like a brochure site, and that probably needs changing as well. CourseAgent.ai. That'll be updated soon, but I'm totally focused on AI and getting the AI working at the moment. So it's like my full-time job. So yeah, contact me through LinkedIn, Peter, and see.
Cool. Awesome. Love it so much. Thanks, Peter. It's great having you on the show today. Appreciate you sharing your perspective within the course content creation on the AI side of things. I think it's really cool what your team's doing over the next couple of months. I'm excited to see what happens as you start fine-tuning even further. And thanks again for everybody for listening in. Remember, if you're looking to implement AI into your business today, please don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress the AI could cause, it may not be worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of your day. Looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of AI Chronicles.